The following WhizCast is made possible by the Bill and Melinda Whiz Foundation, bringing innovations in health and learning to the barbecue community. Hello, this is the Naked Whiz coming to you via WhizCast, the latest internet technology that allows even the little man to broadcast around the globe, across the seven seas, and right into your ears. So stay tuned now as we bring you WhizCast. Well, well, well. So you listened to the historic first ever WhizCast, and you still downloaded this historic second ever WhizCast. Well, then you've no one to blame but yourself. As we stated in our historic first ever WhizCast, we weren't exactly sure of what all we might put into some of these WhizCasts, or if there would even be any more WhizCasts beyond the first one. But the moon was in the seventh house, Jupiter aligned with Mars, peace guided the planets, and love steered the stars. So we're back with this historic second ever WhizCast. After we take a quick break, we'll be back to mumble a bit about the Love Charcoal database and who knows what else. Don't go away. As we stated last time, normally this portion of the WhizCast will be reserved for a word from our sponsor. We bared our soul and groveled for sponsorship, shamelessly trying to sell ourselves. Well, nobody fell for that ploy, so this portion of the WhizCast is still for sale. If you're interested in purchasing time in our next WhizCast, just drop us an email using the link that can be found at the bottom of every one of our webpages at www.nakedwhiz.com. You'll still probably regret it, but hey, that's still showbiz. Okay, we're back and ready to get going with our historic second ever WhizCast. As we explained in our historic first ever WhizCast, we got started in ceramic charcoal cookers in June of 2001 when our wife, yes, the wife who dropped two cell phones into porta-potties in 8 days, decided that we should have a big green egg for Father's Day. The day we went to look at the big green egg was also the day that we learned about lump charcoal. Although it's embarrassing to admit, we didn't know that you could buy lump charcoal. We didn't even know it existed as a backyard cooking fuel. So we bought a bag, thinking it was going to last 4 to 6 months, just like all the dealers tell you. Of course, as we all know, if you cook very often, you can go through 20 pounds of lump charcoal pretty quickly, despite the fact that we can shut the cooker down, put the fire out, and use the remnants on our next cook. Well, as we all know, the big green egg charcoal from the dealer can be pretty pricey, so it wasn't long before we started looking around to see if there were other brands available. Lo and behold, we found that at least in Raleigh, it was everywhere, or so it seemed. Ace Hardware had 3 brands, Barbecues Galore had 3 brands, Lowe's had 1 brand, even Walmart carried a brand. So, naturally, being the curious sort that we are, we bought the different brands to try them all out. This was all well and good until we started participating in the Big Green Egg Forum and saw people posting questions about different brands of lump charcoal. Someone would ask if the brand that Walmart sells was any good. Well, of course, being the helpful type that we are, we would jump in and say, oh, we use that brand, but then we would forget which one it was and whether it was any good or not. So we'd tootle on down to Walmart, buy another bag, and then we could post what we thought about it. So far, so good? Well, you'll recall from our historic first ever WhizCast that we had decided to start a website dedicated to accumulating information about ceramic charcoal cooking. So at some point, we decided that we would post photographs of the various brands of lump charcoal dumped out on the ground so that everyone, including ourselves, could see what the different brands were like. We originally intended to simply post these photos, if for no other reason than to help ourselves keep track of the different brands of lump charcoal. Well, you know how one thing can lean to another, and we decided to do a separate web page on each brand, with a photograph of the bag, with information from the bag, with our opinion of the charcoal. All of a sudden, these pages turned into reviews. Also, all of a sudden, our anal compulsive obsessive streak took over, and the next thing we knew, we had traveled all over Raleigh and had bought a bag of every brand of lump charcoal that we could find. These brands then formed the initial core of the lump charcoal database. If you don't mind, an historical note here. Originally, the lump charcoal database was actually called the lump database. Then, of course, we began to think about people Googling for charcoal, and we wondered how many would equate the lump database with charcoal. Not many, we reckoned, and thus it was renamed the lump charcoal database. From there, we started adding additional tests as we thought of them. We started sorting the lump into piles of small, medium, and large chunks. We started a maximum temperature test, a chimney starter lighting test. We started weighing the piles of different sizes so we could get a more accurate depiction of the distribution of sizes. And of course, then we started measuring burn times and ash production. Unfortunately, we didn't think about all of this very early in the game, and thus the early reviews are quite meager, while the latest reviews are more detailed. Once in a while, we might get interested in a particular charcoal that's new to us, and we might add in a side-by-side taste test, comparing the taste of the food cooked with one brand with food cooked over something like, say, Royal Oak Lump, which is a pretty good standard for comparison. So that's how the lump charcoal database got started. Stay tuned now. After this short break for station identification, we'll be back with part two of this historic second ever Whizcast to talk more about the lump charcoal database. You're listening to Whizcast. This is the Naked Whiz Whizcasting Network, brought to you by the Naked Whiz website, on the web at www.nakedwhiz.com. That's www.nakedwhiz.com. We are also sponsored by the Lump Charcoal Database, which you can find on the web at www.lump-charcoal.com. Welcome back to part two of this historic second ever Whizcast. We've been talking about how the lump charcoal database got started, and now we'd like to talk a bit about the lump charcoal database itself. But before we do that, we thought we'd continue what just might become a tradition on Whizcast, namely, an impression of someone famous. You might recall that in our historic first ever Whizcast, we did an impression of celebrity chef Jamie Oliver, who is also known as the Naked Chef. Well, in this episode of Whizcast, we'd like to do our impression of the most annoying female radio announcer on the planet, Diane Rehm. Who is Diane Rehm? You mean other than the fact that she is the most annoying female radio announcer on the planet? Well, she hosts the Diane Rehm Show, a political current events talk show on National Public Radio. We think after you hear our impression, we won't have to explain any further. Here goes.
Hello, I'm Diane Rehm. I'm 172 years old, and I'm still doing a talk show on NPR. Isn't that just wonderful?
And one final word about Diane Rehm. If you Google on Diane Rehm Naked, we're thankful to report that you won't find a single naked celebrity website. Okay, back to the lump charcoal database now. The first thing you should notice at the Lump Charcoal database is the review section. We have reviews of over 50 brands of lump charcoal here. We rate them based upon factors like burn time, ash production, smell, percentage of usable product, price, and ease of lighting. We'll go into more detail about our reviews and how we conduct them in another WizCast. Next come the lump surveys. Here's your opportunity to rate these charcoals yourself if you have ever used any of the brands shown. We accumulate these statistics and use them to produce the next item on the menu, the lump reader rankings. On this page, you can see how readers have ranked the various brands of lump charcoal. And then you can sort the different brands of charcoal either by our reader ratings or by our own ratings. We have a page of lump charcoal links, basically links to websites about lump charcoal, manufacturers, and other web pages of interest that are related to lump charcoal. We also have a lump FAQ, where we try to answer questions about lump charcoal, and we have a few questions about charcoal in general. We have a special section devoted to extruded charcoals, which aren't really lump charcoal, nor are they briquettes, but we felt they merited some attention. There is a section devoted to miscellaneous testing that we occasionally perform on charcoal. At the present time, we have the results of the test we performed comparing 5 different types of charcoal: Kingsford, Royal Oak, Komodo Extruded Coconut, Cowboy Lump, and Wicked Good Charcoal's Competition Blend. In this test, we compared burn time and ash production of these different types of charcoal. And finally, there is the Tao of charcoal. We briefly mentioned the Tao in our historic first ever WizCast, but we thought for this historic second ever WizCast, we'd read a chapter from the book of Lump and Briquettes. First, let us set the mood with the Tao of Charcoal theme song. And now, from the Tao of Charcoal, the Book of Lump and Briquettes. There was once a charcoal master who used briquettes.
"Look at how well off I am here," he said to a master who came to visit. "I have pieces of uniform shape and size. My briquettes are all natural, burn slowly, and give off an even heat, perfect for the long extended fire. They are inexpensive and can be found almost anywhere. Why do you not give up your lump charcoal and join me in using briquettes?"
The second charcoal master then began to describe his charcoal to his friend, saying, "Lump charcoal burns hotter, cleaner, and with less ash than briquettes. It burns the hottest of all charcoals, yet with moderate control of airflow. It too can burn slow and steadily for the overnight fire. That is why I am happy where I am." The first charcoal master, upon hearing this, fell silent. But the two masters remained friends until the end of their days. We'll be back in a moment. We'd like to thank our sponsors of this historic second ever WizCast, but like our historic first ever WizCast, we are still pandering for sponsors. So remember, we can be bought. Let us know if you'd like to sponsor a WizCast by sending us an email from our website at www.nakedwiz.com. We would like to thank once again Brian Ferry and Roxy Music for the use of their wonderful song Slave to Love during this historic second ever WizCast. We'd also like to thank the Fifth Dimension for the use of their hit song Aquarius. And finally, we'd like to thank whoever did the theme song for the Tao of Charcoal. Now comes the portion of our WizCast where we read letters from listeners. We're not sure if these letters actually came from listeners, but we'll read them anyway. This letter comes from David. David writes, "How much should I pay for a large big green egg?" Well, David, prices on big green eggs vary from dealer to dealer, so you should do some research if you can. First of all, if you have a local dealer, check them out. Then visit some of the online big green egg dealers and compare prices. You can find a list of several online dealers at the Naked Wiz website at www.nakedwiz.com/ceramiclinks.htm. And, of course, you can always call the mothership, Big Green Egg Headquarters in Atlanta. You'll find their phone number on their website at www.biggreenegg.com. Okay, this next letter comes from John, who often posts as Jay Withheld on several of the barbecue forums. We believe that John owns a Kamado ceramic cooker, but we can forgive him since he says such nice things. John writes, Flashback the movie should be required watching before buying an egg. Lump database makes me jealous that others have access to these charcoals. The Tao of Charcoal is a masterpiece. Attaboy, John. Keep up the compliments. That's all the letters we have for this WizCast. If you'd like to write us, you'll find an email link on the bottom of every page at our website at www.nakedwiz.com. So, that's about it for this historic Second Ever WizCast. We haven't planned our historic Third Ever WizCast yet, so keep an eye on our WizCasting webpage at www.nakedwiz.com/WizCast. We hope you've enjoyed this WizCast. Thanks for listening, and good night from WizCast.